Welcome to Calvary Cares, hosted by Curtis Dias, president of the Calvary Care Center in East Freetown, on FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the program called Calvary Cares Radio Hour. As you know, my name is Curtis Dias. I am the president of Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, which is located at 33 Burley Road. And every Saturday, we come on from 3 to 4 o'clock, and we give a message of hope for people in our community that are sick and suffering with addictions of all kinds. Sometimes we have loved ones in our family that are sick and suffering, and they're too embarrassed to talk about it. But today we come by to give you hope, and I want you to know there's hope for you, there's hope for our community, there's hope for our children and our grandchildren. So today I just come by to give you a word of hope and say, if you have somebody in your family that's sick and suffering with cocaine, crack, heroin, alcoholism, oxycodone, or any kind of device, I'm telling you, there's programs for your sons and daughters. I want to thank all the people that have been calling me at my office down in our drop-in center, and all the mothers and grandmothers and people that have people that are sick and suffering. You know, the people that live with emotional pain and stress and isolation and mental health issues of all kinds. People that have underlying trauma, you know, and deep-seated emotional wounds and feelings. You know, we understand it's real. People in our world, I'm telling you, people are suffering mentally, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. And the reason why we have this program called Calvary Cares Radio Hour is just to bring hope, just to bring healing, just to bring encouragement, you know, because a lot of people in our community from Westport to Somerset and Seekonk and Berkeley and Dighton and Freetown and the rural areas, you know, they say you're only sick as your secrets. And sometimes we suffer in silence. We don't tell anybody, about the pain and the suffering that we go into, you know, and we don't know how to cope with the situation. But Calvary Cares Drop-In Center is a unique place. We're located at 33 Braley Road in East Freetown, and we want to say to you, people from Fall River and New Bedford and Taunton and all the surrounding areas from Providence to Boston, throughout the world, if you're close by and you need one-on-one counseling, group counseling, peer counseling, grief counseling of all kind, at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, we provide services free of charge for anybody in our community. Those that, you know, that have sons and daughters, husbands, wife, that are sick and suffering. They've been physically abused, emotionally abused, and they're struggling with trauma or deep-seated emotions, and they've been wounded mentally, psychologically, emotionally. And then some people do not have coping skills with their emotions, but we teach how people who can learn how to cope so you don't have to go, you know, smoke some reefer or shoot some dope or freebase some, you know, cocaine or, you know, or do oxycodones or anything like that or Percodans and Percocets. There's a way of, you know, getting help. And I know this personally because, you know, when I was addicted to drugs and alcohol and lasciviousness of all kind, I was in bondage. I mean, I remember days I used to pick up cigarette butts off the street, you know, not because the prices were so outrageous. I just didn't have any money. I remember when the cocaine used to call me, you know, and the cravings, the longings, you know, the desire of it. I remember just drinking excessively, you know, and like that song said, can't get enough of that funky stuff. And I tried, you know, And, you know, eventually I became, you know, addicted to drugs and alcohol. And I couldn't believe I come from a good family, a great background. You know, my family was very educated. My mother was the director of human resources. My father worked in a union job and many different things like that. And before you know it, I started dibbling and dabbling, you know, and it was done socially, you know, parties. It was keg parties, and hey, want to try this? I was curious about the situation, and but plus my culture, you know, in my family, I'm a Cape Verdean man. You know, Cape Verdeans, when they funeral, you got to drink. When there's a wedding, you got to drink. You know, when there's a death, you got to drink. Baby dedication, you got to drink. It was part of my culture and my background. And I got introduced to marijuana, you know, and I got introduced to Bob Marley and the Wailers and, you know, smoking some blunts and stuff like that. And I got introduced to angel dust, you know, and before you know it, Percodans and Percocets and, you know, Quaaludes and, you know, mescaline and different things like that. And then eventually you could introduce doing lines of cocaine, snorting cocaine, freebasing cocaine, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, it was just part of our culture in our behavior. It was a part of the social scene. It was a sense of excitement. And many of you that listen to our program, you say, how does my sons and daughters, you know, get addicted to drugs and alcohol? You know, we never taught them that. We didn't have it into our house. So, you know, sometimes they do it because it's innocently. It might be in a part of the family. It might see their father and mother, you know, involved in it. You know, it could be in the house. It could be part of their culture. It could be part of the sports. I remember when I went to high school, we used to hang out with the jocks and the burnouts and stuff like that. So it was easy accessible. If you play sports, after the games, you go to cake parties, you know, with the cheerleaders. And before you know it, you're introduced to many different things. And once you're introduced, sometimes in the beginning of it, of substance abuse, is wonderful, is euphoric, it's outstanding in the beginning of times, you know. But, you know, the pleasure only lasts for a season. As many times I tell you, say, you know, how does people get addicted to drugs and alcohol? Maybe I'm talking about your son, your husband, your daughter, your granddaughter, your goddaughter. And you say, I'm baffled about it. I'm not educated. How about people? You know, the reason why some people get addicted, because the first season of substance abuse is pleasurable, is euphoric. It's wonderful. It's out of this world, you know. It's make a person that can't talk to talk. Make a person that's shy it have confidence and stuff like that. So that's the beginning. It's euphoric. It's exciting, you know. But that, you know, here in New England, we have four seasons. We have winter, spring, summer, and fall. And if you believe that, that's absolutes. So now, you know, we're in spring and we're going into summer. Then we're going to fall. Then we're going to winter. That's an absolute. When it comes to substance abuse, also, I'm telling you, it's four seasons too. The four seasons that people face, everybody faces. First season, as you know, is a season of pleasure. The second season is a season of devastation. Now you're getting hooked to the situation. Now it's calling you. You're craving. You're missing work. You're lying. Your bank account is going down. You know, your personal hygiene is breaking down. You're missing days at work, and you know you're not taking care of your responsibilities. So the pleasure, then devastation, and like B.B. King said, the thrill is gone. Then the next is devastation, destruction. Now it calls you. Now you have to have it. Now you have to crave for it. Now you're longing it. Now you're spending your whole paycheck on it, drawing money from your bank account, and you know it's getting worse. Sometimes you get a habit, then you have to go make extra money because you spent your rent money, the gas bill, light bill, telephone bill, cable bill, and everything like that. So you had to go out and make some money. So sometimes when you make money, it's risky business. So you get busted, your name's in the newspaper, you go to district court, you know, and all of a sudden you go on probation. That's the third season. Then last season is death. For the wages of sin is death, you know. So we see this, and we see a lot of people that's addicted to substance abuse all throughout our community, not only in the, you know, in a city like New Bedford and Fall River and Taunton in the surrounding areas. We know that's real. And we know that there's way out for people. And we have excellent, what do you call, flagstaff organizations. Like a great organization is, you know, High Point. That, you know, that's a flagship organization. High Point, Seven Hills, Stepping Stone is another one. Star Program. There's a lot of programs that people can go in, and there's a lot of pathways to recovery. At Calvary Care Drop-In Center, you know what we have? We do it differently. We have a care initiative, you know, community initiative care program, where we reach out to people one-on-one, face-to-face, and we interface with them. And what's special about Calvary Care's Drop-In Center, you deal with people that have life experience and lived experience and professional experience. What does that mean? That when I'm talking, you know, I'm talking about firsthand. Yes, I've been educated. Yes, I went back to school. Yes, I will get my education in university. But I'm talking about life experience, you know, lived experience, professional experience, how to overcome opiate use disorder and substance abuse disorder of all kind. And I want to tell you that it's hope for you, and it's hope for your children and your grandchildren. You do not have to suffer in silence. And if you're not educated, we'll be more than happy to educate you. Actually, if you ever want to call into the station, you can call at 508-673 1480, 508-673-1480, and I will try to answer any of your questions that you have, you know. So I thank you for listening to our program. I don't know who you are, but feel free to ever call me at 508-763-83 is my office number. But if you want to talk to me today and ask me any questions, feel free to call 508-673-1480. Before I go deep into what Calvary Care's Drop-In Center, I just wanted to educate you and tell you, if you ever need any help or any assistance, or you want to talk to me one-on-one or my staff, feel free to call us. Some of the things that we do at Calvary Care's Drop-In Center in Freetown is this. We do health insurance navigation. What does that mean? If you don't have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Harvard, Pilgrim, or Tufts, or anything, all the major ones, what we do, we have applications so you can get MassHealth. And we like MassHealth. MassHealth is one of the greatest gifts in America that people can have. So we have MassHealth. Also, we do harm reduction services. What does that mean? We give out clothes. We give out hats. We give toothpaste, toothbrushes. And we have an excellent mental health counseling division, Burns and Forts. These individuals have life experience, lived experience, personal experience. They get their master's degree from Springfield College in Massachusetts, and they work with us one-on-one, recovery coaches, overdose education, Narcan distribution, peer group support, and medication for opiate use disorder. So these are some of the things that we do, and later on in the program, I will be able to expand all the things that we do for the people in our community. When I talk about people in our community, I'm talking about Freetown, Fall River, New Bedford, and all the surrounding areas. I see people come from Providence and Rhode Island and Boston and everything like this. And our services are free of charge, and we meet the community initiative care aspect of it all. We're here to help you, to assist you, to educate you, you know, and our program is a trusted program, you know, and people love our program because they feel warm and welcome and all that. Hey, listen, I got to do my first commercial pretty soon. I just want to give you a shout out into the glory, you know, and we're going to play a song for you, and I hope that you really enjoy this song, all right?
Welcome back to Calvary Cares, hosted by Curtis Dias, president of the Calvary Care Center in East Freetown, on FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR. To join the conversation, call 508-673-1480. That's 508-673-1480.
Welcome back to the program. As you know, my name is Curtis Dias, and I'm the president of Calvary Care's Drop-In Center located at 33 Burley Road in East Freetown. We want to give you a special invitation. If you just want to call in at any time, 508-673-1480, and say anything. If you ever been involved with substance abuse, you don't have to give your name or your background and about your struggles or your victories. We love to hear your stories how once you were lost, but now you're found. Once you were in bondage, now you've been free. We like to give you an opportunity, if you want to call in, a message of hope. I know there's other family members that would love to hear a message of hope. You know, I want to tell you that the kids or the people that are suffering with addictions of all kinds, usually they're the most talented people, the most gifted people. You know, sometimes we're black sheep of the family also, but, you know, they have skill sets, they have mindsets, and, you know, and they have value sets. They're excellent people, and they fall into this trap of addiction. And it might be triggered by, you know, emotional pain, stress, isolation, mental health issues, you know, or, you know, trauma, or, you know, deep-seated emotions of wounds of different abandonment issues or rejection. You know, but I want to tell you that, you know, many of these people are very special. They're very they're very gifted, and you want to bring hope to them. We want to bring help to them. We want to bring healing to them, you know. And, you know, I'm going to play a song, you know, that our children, just dedicated to all our sons and daughters, our husbands and our wives, and all those that are sick and suffering, even some that may pass around. But we want to tell them we remember them, and they're one in a million, a chance of a lifetime. And I'm just going to come back, and I'll give you a word of encouragement. I hope that you enjoy this song, you know, You're One in a Million, and it's dedicated to your sons and daughters.
Started to believe I'd never find anyone. Doubt tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain had stopped and the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I loved you to me. Oh, and life showed compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you. I was a lonely man to feel. Then I found a piece of happiness to call my own. And life is worth living again. For to love you to me is to live. Oh, chance of a lifetime. And life showed compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million. A one in a million
and life show compassion and said to me, a stroke of love called you. A one in a million, you.
This song to all the people that's in the community that lost their loved ones, we just say you're one in a million, you. And we love you, we admire you, and we will never forget you. And I'm just want to encourage you that even you, the ones that are sick and suffering, the one that's struggling today, you're one in a million. There's no one like you. You're precious. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're one of a kind, and you're a masterpiece. And I'm telling you, there's hope for you, there's healing for you, and there's help for you. And I believe it. I have seen thousands upon thousands of individuals, men and women, get set free mentally, psychologically, emotionally, even spiritually in every way. So I just want to encourage the grandmothers and grandfathers, mothers and husbands and wife, and those that take care of children, that your child is special, and there's one in a million you. There's no one like them. Let somebody say amen to that. Hey, listen, at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, we want to give you a special invitation to come on, drop on in into our center. Our center is excellent. It's a state-of-art center. It's non-judgment center. It's got computers there, one-on-one counseling, mental health counseling for stress, for anxiety, for pressure, for all kind. If you feel burnt out, worn out, and you don't understand how to handle the situation, and we don't want you, be triggered to go into alcoholism or drug abuse or cocaine or anything to soothe your problem. There's ways out, One thing I like about Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, it's unique place. Like I said, it's non-judgment, it's loving, it's welcoming, it's kind. And what we do many, many different things for people in our community. One of the aspects of our community, they call it community initiative care in behavioral health, And what we like to do early prevention treatment, We believe in early intervention treatment for people of all kind. And we believe there's many pathways to recovery. I like the faith-based aspect. That's when I was addicted to cocaine and crack and alcoholism and, reefer and everything else like that. I didn't go to NA. I like NA. I like CA. I like AA. I think they're the outstanding programs. And they were established maybe in 1930s or maybe even later than that. And Dr. Bob and Bill W. did a tremendous, tremendous job. And I love meetings. I love having networks. I like having home groups. I love having sponsorship. I like recovery and coach. So that's one pathway to recovery. Some other people's pathways is faith-based initiative. We're going through Teen Challenge, the Christian Drug and Alcohol Program. That's all throughout the United States. They're excellent what they do. Salvation Army is another aspect. I love General Booth. General Booth has a philosophy. You need three things. You need soap, you need soup, and you need salvation. And I believe in that. But, I also believe at a community initiative care program, the behavior, we want to teach early prevention treatment for people in our community. We want to give out support and connect with people of all kind. Our program at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center is beautiful, it's warm, it's welcome, non-judgment. State of our facilities, but it's in a rural area. Now, it's important that we meet the needs of people in Aurora. And I like the inner city, because all my life I've been doing inner city work, in New Jersey and in New York. And inner city has, its gifting. But the rural area, sometimes the most neglected aspect. The Bureau of Substance Abuse of Massachusetts is starting to, they have the peer-to-peer support groups, and they're excellent. They have one in Fall River. They have one in New Bedford. they have one in town, and that's good. But they do inner city aspects of it. And not too many people have resources that go into the rural area. So I was reading the advisement of, you know, SANS, the Bureau of Substance Abuse and Department of Public Health, and now they want to put peer-to-peer support group in a rural area. And when I was reading a 20-page, you know, advisory, man, I said, man, they're asking for everything that we do already. We have everything in place for them, you know. Now, our job at the Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, as I told you earlier, is health insurance navigation, harm reduction service, mental health counseling of all kind, you know, recovery coaches, overdose education. I like overdose education. You know, Calvary Cares Drop-In Center has been doing tremendous, tremendous work in the community, not only in the city, but rurally. Some of the things that we do are overdose education. I just want to boast a little bit. All our staff, and we only have staff, maybe three or four people, all our staff and our 18 to 20 volunteers that volunteer, we all have overdose education. We've all been trained on Narcan, how to administrate Narcan to people in our community. We think that's pretty cool. All our staff and volunteer has been CPR trained. It has been tremendous, and we're certified by the Red Cross for 2 years. So we enjoy that. And just we did a workshop on Stop the Bleed. If somebody ever gets shot or wounded or cut their finger, man, we did that. We know how to do that. We're excited about that. And just the other day, we did the first aid training, CPR training. And because we did that, we've been able to get from New Bedford Public Health, they gave us an AED, equipment. So we'll be able to help save people's life. So, you know, a Calvary Cares Drop-In Center is not only a welcome, non-judgment, and a trustworthy place where people feel very comfortable. You know, we're a community initiative care program for mental health. So what we also do, even though, you know, we train people and they have trust in us, we connect individuals into, you know, different programs. Like give me an example. We have sent people to High Point. We have sent people to Seven Hills. We have sent people to Star. We have sent people to Salvation Army and different Stepping Stones and Monarch House and different things like that. We are not the flagship, organization like High Point and all that. And we don't want to be. We want to be passionate. We want to be caring. We want to be one that can empathize with you, one that can give hope and education and empower you in that manner. So Calvary Cares Drop-In Center not only is already prepared for the peer-to-peer support group in a rural area, because, you know, in rural areas needed, we don't have community resources. We don't have hospitals in our community. We don't even have pharmacists in our community. We don't have transportation in our community. And we have to be able to meet the needs that's in our community, senior citizen, council agent, the veterans, single mothers, single fathers. And so what we've been doing outreach programs on a monthly basis, suicide prevention, OC3, also what they call MAPS, medical assistant treatment, therapy, and behavior. And our connection with community partners is that people come to us because it's a beautiful facility, non-judgment, and no stigma. So I want to give you a special invitation. If you ever need one-on-one counseling, group counseling, peer counseling, or you just want to talk to somebody about your sons and daughters that are addicted or potentially what are the warning signs and all that, give us a call. Come drop at the center, and we'd be more than happy. Or give us a call here in studio, 508-673-1480, 508-673-1480, and we'll try to help you with anything, or we will refer you to these, you know, these big flags. You know, that's what we're here. We're here to assist you. You know, we refer you to, you know, High Point. We refer you to Seven Hills, or to Star, or Stepping Stone, or Monarch House, and different things like this. You know, another initiative that we're doing in our community initiative care for mental health, we're dealing with prisoners. You know, we believe in early prevention. For 15 years at DYS, Calvary Cares, we used to go DYS in time, and young people from 8 years of age all the way into almost 20 years of age, we used to go to Holland, and we used to deal with individuals there every Monday, from 7 to 8:30. Tremendous organization. We teach anger management. We communication skills and different things like that. And 101, how to overcome opiate use disorder, how to, in gangs and guns and golds. And you know, my background, not only do we do for early prevention with DYS, you know, but we also go into prison. We've been to Ash Street Jail. We've been to House of Correction. We've been to, I've been to Plymouth House of Correction, Barnstable. I've been, you know, to in Brockton Medical. We're everywhere. Now we're going to go into Shirley, and we work behind the walls in reintegration. You know what we're doing now in reintegration? We're getting housing of all kinds for guys that, you know, and EOC, end the sentence, then they're able to get housing, medical treatment, and help them, you know, pass the baton to them so they can be very successful in our community. We turn them on to, you know, mass rehab so they can go get their CDL license, or they can get HVAC license stuff. So we're here to assist. We're here to guide. We're here to be a community initiative care behavioral program so we can complement, you know, and we can extend ourselves, we can strengthen, you know, the community capacity to help individuals and give out services that closing the gap, you know. And after a period of time, the people that come to us, they have faith in us, then they have confidence in us, and they have trust in us. So Calvary Care Drop-In Center is not just where you just drop on in. No, we are a community initiative care for behavioral health, and we'll refer you to the right people. You know what we've been doing on Church Street in New Bedford has been tremendous relationship, you know, of children and family and children on Church Street. They have been tremendous for us. So we just want to tell you, part of Calvary Care's Drop-In Center is part of the community initiative care for behavioral health. And what we believe in early prevention. We believe there's many pathways to get help in our community. So, you know, I just want to encourage you, but we have to wake up, everybody. The song I'm going to have you sing, my song, I'm going to have a commercial. But, you know, we have to wake up, everybody. We have to make a call and tell everybody there is help. There's hope, there's healing for those in need. All right, thank you for listening. I'm going to do my last commercial. You're listening to Calvary Care's Drop-In Center.
Welcome back to Calvary Cares, hosted by Curtis Dias, president of the Calvary Care Center in East Freetown. On FM 95.9, AM 1480, WSAR. To join the conversation, call 508-673-1480. That's 508-673-1480.
Welcome back to our program called Calvary Cares. And I'm telling you, the program that we oversee, and when we talk about oversee, we're not only talking about the inner city of New Bedford, Fall River, you know, in Taunton and Boston, Providence, and throughout the whole world. If you have a son and daughter that's sick and suffering, man, and you need some help, you need to be educated, you need to be encouraged, you need to be empowered, you know, we're here to assist you, to help you, to guide you, and tell you, man, there's hope for you. There's hope for your child. There's hope for your children. And they're special. They're unique. They're one of a kind. I told you about the initiative that we have at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, that we're a community initiative care program for, you know, behavioral health and early prevention and treatment. We believe in that. We're here to support you and to help you and to connect you with other programs that can even do better than us. You know what I mean? At Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, what we do, we want to strengthen, you know, the people in our community, and especially in the rural community. I mean, because they're forgotten, you know. In the rural community, as I said earlier, we don't have community centers, you know. We don't have hospitals and stuff like that. We don't even have a pharmacy. We don't even have transportation. So we need a center where we can network, so we can connect, so we can put all our services together. And fill in those services that are gapping. And after a period of time, I always believe if you remain faithful, faithfulness brings you know, confidence, you know, and it takes a period of time, but we want to remain faithful and we want to be a community initiative care a program for those that's in our community. Let me give you an example of what's happened, real, you know, real world change and real life examples. At Calvary Cares, I told you about the workshop that we do on suicide prevention, educational workshops, you know, and we love strong partnerships. My background is that when I was working in the prison, you know, I used to work with Latin King, Bloods, Crips, Gangsters, Cypress, guys that push a lot of crack cocaine, heroin, gun charge, murder, and different things like that. From Roof Street, from Night of Fronts, from Monty Park, you know what I mean? All the surrounding areas, what we call target areas or failed communities in that, at that period of time. And I used to work with people, you know, from all times. So the other day, I got a call from Stepping Stone, I knew Bedford, and also North Star and SSYI, and they deal with youth and, you know, early preventions. Instead of them going DYS, they have them in these programs. And they wanted to bring a dual workshop in a rural area, get them outside the inner city and bring them. So I said, come on down to Calvary Care Drop-In Center, our community initiative care program. Come on down. It's safe. It's non-judgmental. You know, it's excellent. It's welcoming. It's warm. I mean, it's excellent. You know, come on down. So they came on down. They saw the state of our facilities. So I invited them to come on down for the, I think it's the 12th and 13th, to do a two-day workshop with about 20 individuals that what you would call high-risk people, which I call somebody's sons and daughters, you know. So we're taking them out of their target areas in the field community, and we're bringing them down into the rural area with the state of our facilities, you know. And what we're going to do is just take care of them. We got a PowerPoint presentation. We have lunch. We have dinner. I'm putting a beautiful tent out there, maybe a basketball court, so they can interface and they can dialogue with us, so they can know that, you know, we're real and they can feel us. We can show empathy to them, you know. So this is some of the things that we do at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, at the, you know, at the Culture Center for people that's in help. But not only do we help out, you know, Stepping Stone and, of course, you know, North Star and SSYI and all that, we believe in doing that. But what we've been doing also is we're getting housing for those that are incarcerated either at the end of sentence, the EOS, they have end of sentence, they need to go somewhere. So we open up facilities where they have 21 beds so they can go over. And so why do you want to care about the people from behind the walls? Oh, because the American citizens once, they're veterans number two, and also, you know, they're coming back in society. So when I worked in the prison, I used to, Sheriff Hodgson was there, and I used to say to him, hey, listen, man, are we making a men or monsters? Because 98% of them are coming back into society. And we want to make sure it's seamless and stressless, and it was what we do at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center and also at the Community Initiative Care Center. What we do, we're public health and public service. That's what we do. We want early prevention. We want to stop the crime that comes in our way. So what we're working on is a reintegration host so people can come in and get peer-to-peer support, meetings, one-on-one counseling. And we're doing that already, and we're good. And we're partnering with other community-based organizations. Strong partnerships are good for everybody, you know, and that's what our goal at Calvary Care Drop-In Center, because how can you put a price on an individual, you know? How can you put a price on an individual? But we have to come out of the clouds and we have to wake up, and there's a new way of doing it, and not only in the inner city, but also in the rural community. There's a great opportunity to come in the rural community where people can feel relaxed and comfortable, and they can get healed, they can get hope, they can get education, and we're here for you. Not only as Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, but also the Community Initiative Care Behavioral Health Center, that we can refer other people to other places, or we do it in-house, all right? Do we have a phone call?
No.
Listen, I just wanted to give you guys a wake-up call. You know, everybody needs a wake-up call. One time, you know, the song that we're going to play next is I hope it's for all the husbands, leaders, and the mayors, and the senators, and everybody in the community. Wake up, everybody. No more sleep in the bed. There's hope for the hopeless and for the powerless. You know, there's hope for you. So I just dedicate this song to give you a word of hope. Wake up, everybody. No more sleep in the bed. We got to reach out to the unreachable and touch the untouchables. And that might be our sons and daughters in prison, in the hole, in the streets, wherever they're at, you know. Because we work with people with high class, upper class, low class, and working class people. So that's what we would. I hope that you enjoy the song. Wake up, everybody.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, man. Just you and me. Change it.
Need your help. That's right, we need your help. Calvary Cares Drop-In Center and out here at the Community Initiative Program Care, we need your help. And that's why we're looking for strong partnership, you know, for everybody. And we're here to reach the unreachable, touch the untouchables, and we want to be able to meet the needs of your children and grandchildren. And this is a public health and public safety organization, and we know the Bureau of Substance Abuse is going to the 21st century. They need to come to reach out to unreachables, but now we have to come into the rural area. Matter of fact, we take the inner city children into the rural area and show them there's a different way of life. You know? So we love doing that at Calvary Cares. So we're looking for, you know, partnership with other community-based organizations, strong partnerships, you know, and, you know, and we can, you know, How about the big organization like High Point and Seven Hills and all that? And we don't want to compete with them. We don't want to replace them. We just want to support them because we know they got all the fundings and everything. We are the grassroots people. You know, we meet people right at the needs, you know. And my theme is reaching the lost at any cost. And that's what it's about, all about. How can you put a price on a soul? I remember when I was addicted to drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and bondage of all kind. There was a place for me. There was a bed for me. There was an organization for me, and I believe in that. So at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, we work in collaboration, you know, to strengthen the community, to help the capacity of those and close the service gaps. We have to not only use the inner city, but we have to do the rural area is excellent. Well, nothing that we do at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, not only DYS and I told you we're going to be supporting Stepping Stone and also, you know, Northstein, SSYI, and doing workshops with them and get them out of the target areas and failed communities and all that. But, you know, we want them to come on in and see real examples of people that have life experience and lived experience and personal experience, you know, and get them housing and go and bring them to mass rehab so they can learn how to read, so they can do HVAC, so they can go get their CDL license and different things like that. So that's what we're doing. And I like the concept of what the Bureau of Substance Abuse is doing. I like their mindset. Now they got, you know, they want the peer-to-peer support groups in the rural area. I think that's a smart move on them. You know, and we help out the peer-to-peer support group in Taunton. We help out the ones in Fall River. We help out, you know, we give out clothing. We give out food. Another thing that Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, we've only got a couple more minutes left on this program. I want to invite you every Thursday at Calvary Cares Drop-In Center at 33 Brayley Road. We have what we call a farmer's market. We give out free food to people in our community, senior citizens, council agents, veterans. And it's free. I mean, it's free for people in our community. And we give out excellent potatoes and carrots and chicken and steak and, you know, macaroni and cheese, white rice, brown rice, fruits of all kind, healthy food. And we have a resource table there too. So we give harm reduction stuff. We give out Narcan there. We have Narcan training. I mean, if you're ever interested in first aid training or CPR training, you know, and different things like that, we're here to assist, to complement, to strengthen, to give an extra support for those that's, you know, big time to have $1 million budgets. We don't have them. We like saving a person's life, one person at a time, you know, and the overdose that's in our community or the loneliness in our community. We must reach out. Wake up, everybody. Now, there's places for us here in our rural area, Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. We're at 33 Brayley Road. We're open every single day, Monday through Friday, and appointments on Saturday. You're more than welcome to come on in. And if you want to be part of our community initiative care behavior, that's great. And we're going to go reach out to the Bureau of Substance Abuse so we can have our own peer-to-peer support center in a rural area. So I thank you for listening to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center. If you need to reach out to me, you can call me at my office, 508-763-8343, 508-763-8343. I'll be more than happy to talk to you, and I promise you I will return the call, and I will follow up with you. And if you want one-on-one counseling, come on down to State of Art Center. It's warm, it's welcoming, it's non-judgment. You're safe there. I mean, people love it, and your needs could be met there. And if we don't, we will partner with somebody else in our community to make sure that you do have a bed, make sure you have mental health counseling and everything like that. So you listen to Calvary Cares Drop-In Center, and we come on every Saturday from 3 to 4 o'clock on WSAR. You know, so we want to thank you. So if you want to drop on in, feel free to come on, drop on in, and we'd love to see you, love to help you, love to assist you of any kind. Thank you for listening to our program. Have a good day.